case number 2, 23-324. Morning, folks.
Morning.
Counsel, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, my name is Kate Ayers, and I'm a staff attorney for the Connecticut Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. I'm here representing the issuing authority in today's matter.
Thank you, counsel. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Please. Board members, we're here today because this appellant's pistol permit was revoked for the second time based on suitability grounds just last year in 2022. We intend to show that this appellant is currently facing a felony aggravated assault charge out of the state of Georgia. Thank you.
Okay, sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
I'm not really sure what to say. The court case in Georgia is still pending. The victim has already issued a letter saying that none of the things that took place were true. In Georgia, I was never contacted during the incident. I was contacted about the incident when I had already returned to Connecticut or to affluent of Boston. So I had no recollection of the event even taking place or the police even being contacted. I guess that's it.
Okay. Counsel, you may proceed with your case.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to call the appellant as a witness at this time.
Sure.
Thank you. Mr. Appellant, to the best of your recollection, on October 1st, 2022, you were staying in an Airbnb in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
And you were there with your child's mother?
Yes.
You were very intoxicated that night, right?
Yes.
You vomited that night from alcohol?
Yes.
You were also urinating off the side of the bed that night?
No.
You tried to take a flat-screen TV off the wall, didn't you?
No.
Your child's mother tried to FaceTime with a woman that she thought that you were cheating on her with, right?
Yes.
And that upset you?
No.
That didn't upset you?
I wasn't even there for that conversation. She had my phone, and I didn't know she had my phone.
Sir, can you please speak up?
Not just the microphone, but we have to hear.
Okay, I wasn't there for the conversation that she had with the alleged woman. I wasn't there. I mean, I was there, but I was sleeping. I didn't know she had my phone.
Once you realized she had your phone, you tried to take your phone back from her, though, right?
Yes.
And you put your child's mother in a chokehold at that point?
No.
But you did strangle her?
No.
She lost consciousness?
No. I mean, she wrote a letter. She that's what she reported, but then she wrote a letter to the court saying that the events that took place, but that was not how it happened.
So she did lose consciousness but come to at some point that night, right?
That's my knowledge of.
You put your hands around her neck a second time, didn't you?
No.
You tried to flee from the Airbnb that you guys were staying in after that, right?
No. She actually called my cousin, and my cousin that lives the street over came and picked me up. And then my cousin returned the next day to even help her, you know, gather her things so she can leave. You know, I wasn't due to leave until, I think, Monday. And she left the next day.
The Airbnb that you both were staying in, it was up on the fourth floor, right?
I don't remember.
You tried to jump over the balcony that night?
No.
So, after this incident, a protective order was issued against you, right?
Yes.
Okay. It stayed in place for about 4 months?
I don't believe so.
You turned yourself into Bloomfield Police in October of 22, right?
I turned myself into police the day I got back from Georgia.
Okay. October
3rd or 4th?
Okay. Of last year?
Of last year, yes. Okay.
You had a full extradition warrant out of Georgia at that time, right?
Yes.
And the warrant was for felony aggravated assault?
I believe so. Oh, I didn't find out until I got down there, but yeah, I later found that out.
Mm-hmm. And that case is still pending at this time?
Yes.
at that time in October 2022, you had another pending domestic violence incident out of Manchester, right?
No.
Okay. That never happened?
Not in 2022.
Okay. When was that pending?
2021.
Okay. And what was the result of that case?
It was thrown out.
Was that with the same alleged victim?
No.
That was with a different person?
Yes.
Okay. Was it also a former romantic partner or current romantic partner of yours?
Former. We were living together. It was a third party that called the police, and the Manchester police came up. They couldn't figure out why they were there, so they issued a bill summons. We went to court. The judge threw it out, and that was the end of it.
So, in this matter that we're talking about today out of Georgia, you were charged with being a fugitive from justice, right?
Yes.
Okay, why was that?
I was not contacted by the Atlanta police or from my child's mother until I flew back into Ronald Reagan, into Boston. And then when I got to the airport in Boston, my father called me and then he told me that the police were contacted. So I drove from Boston straight to Bloomfield Police Department, turned myself in there, bonded out. I didn't bond out. I was told that I was here in a PTA. I drove from Bloomfield Police Department to Atlanta Police Department to turn myself in there. I was there for maybe 2 days, I bonded out, and I came back up here.
Okay. So you're being labeled a fugitive, that was really a failure on the police's part?
Yes.
Okay. So a risk protection warrant was applied for you in October of 22, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that was granted?
Yes.
It was ultimately terminated October 18th, right?
Yes.
The Hartford Police Department suspended you without pay following this incident in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you still suspended?
Yes.
Are you and your child's mother still together?
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, and we're in therapy and still co-parent and all that stuff.
Okay. What kind of therapy are you doing?
Couples therapy through the Federal Affairs Office. Okay. It's in Rocky Hill, United.
Do you do any individual therapy?
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
4 years now. 4 years.
So before and after this incident, you've been in individual counseling?
Yes.
Have you ever taken any anger management courses?
As a part of the Manchester case, I had to take like 2 classes from there. No, that's it.
Do you and your child's mother currently live together?
No.
Okay. Does your child live with you predominantly or with your child's mother?
50-50.
How old is your child?
2.
And your child wasn't there the night of this incident in Atlanta, right? So you were saying earlier that your child's mother has since written a letter to the court?
Yes.
And what's your understanding of what that letter said?
Basically recanting her statement and trying to see if she can get the court case dropped because it was kind of just a whistleblower type of situation. She didn't understand the repercussions of the actions, even though I don't know if she was trying to gum that up or words in her mouth, but I don't think she understood the repercussions of her actions and how this has all been dragged out. But Atlanta still hasn't even started their part yet, so I'm just still waiting.
When you say whistleblower, what do you mean by that?
I just think it was out of anger why she called the police. I'm not sure why, but I mean, we never really had that conversation. But I think it was just like she was upset and mad, and you know that was the solution that she thought of.
So it's your testimony today that night that we're speaking about in Atlanta, you did not put your hands on your child's mother's neck.
Yes.
Not once.
No.
Not twice.
No.
So if your child's mother said that at the time, or shortly thereafter, she would have been lying?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what the report says.
You've not read it?
It hasn't been. I requested it from Fulton County several times. I haven't received a copy of it yet. My lawyer said he read it. I haven't asked him for a copy of it yet, but that was really...
So, do you think she might have been lying that night?
I don't know what she said, but yes.
Why would she have lied that night?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily that she was lying, but I know. I don't. Like I said, I don't know what she said, so I don't know what she. Maybe she just tried to. She wanted to be the. Maybe it was for parental reasons. She didn't want. She wanted full custody of our child. I don't know. But like I said, we never had the conversation.
You and she are still together, you said, right?
Yes.
So she doesn't want to get you in trouble.
I guess. I don't think she would put herself in trouble to get me out of trouble, but like I said, I didn't ask her about it. I didn't read the report. I didn't think this would even last this long.
In the prior incident that we referred to out of Manchester, who called the police during that incident?
We still don't know. It said third party neighbor. But
so whomever that was lied about what was going on during that incident?
No, I don't think they lied. I just think they don't really know what was going on. Because we were having a heated discussion and the door was open and it was late at night, I think it was like 10:30. So, you know, noise travels farther at nighttime, so maybe they thought we were fighting or something like that. But there's camera footage of the incident that we weren't even, and I was outside and she was inside the house. But, you know, Manchester decided to still go forward with issuing us summonses.
You didn't physically harm your former partner during that incident?
No. I think it was disorderly conduct was the charge on that. It wasn't like assault or anything. There were no injuries.
And you didn't physically harm your current partner during this incident?
No.
That's your testimony under oath?
Yes.
Have you ever harmed a woman in anger?
No.
You don't need a pistol permit in terms of your employment, correct?
I don't think so, no.
Thank you. I have no further questions of this witness at this time.
Thank you, counsel. Before I take questions from the board, I'm a little remiss and I apologize. Mr. Appellant, you understand you have current pending charges in Georgia, correct?
Yes.
And that this is a public hearing and that anything you say at this board could be used against you in that case?
Yes.
But you still wish to proceed?
Proceed as in?
Well, just knowing that there's a record of this, if the Atlanta prosecutors wanted to come get this recording, they could. You understand that?
Yes.
And you want to proceed?
Yes.
Okay. Does the board have any questions of the appellant? Attorney Cinetti?
So you're currently a police officer in Hartford?
Yes.
Were any administrative actions or proceedings taken against you in relation to any of these offenses, claimed offenses?
Just suspension. I've just been suspended pending the outcome of this Atlanta, Georgia case.
So you were suspended based
yes.
on?
Just based on the charge.
And how long were you suspended for?
I've been suspended since October.
And you're still under suspension?
Yes.
Thank you.
Other questions?
I actually have a question for the issue authority.
Sure.
I just want a summary, so correct me if I'm wrong. The appellant here has an active felony pending case in Atlanta, Georgia, right
yes,
now.
Sir.
And the allegations are that he had a domestic violence incident in which he choked or strangled his baby's mother.
Correct.
That's correct. And then there was also a Manchester domestic for which he was arrested, but somehow that case got disposed of.
Yes.
And the Georgia case happened in October of 22.
Correct.
Less than a year ago.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I just have a question for the
yep.
state's attorney. I thought I saw in the packet with regard to the protective order that it was put in place on October 4th, and then there was a motion to dismiss on October 18th?
That's correct.
That was the risk protection order, right? That was a Connecticut.
Yes, right. I believe it was the protective order itself that was only in place for about 2 weeks. I'll consult this paperwork now. Actually, Colonel, you're correct. Chief, you're correct. The risk protection order was only in place for about 2 weeks.
Probably from issuance to the hearing.
Correct.
And did he have a pending, or does he have a pending protective order in Georgia right now?
I don't know if he has one with Georgia.
Because if this were a Connecticut case, there still would be.
That's my understanding, yes, sir. There was a protective order in Connecticut issued, but that was back in September of 21, and then that expired January 22.
And that was for the Manchester case?
Yes, sir.
So we really don't know if there's one in Georgia right now?
I do not.
Do you know? Is there a protective order in Georgia right now preventing you from harassing, stalking, or doing anything to the victim in this case?
No.
That would be unusual.
Any conditions of release from Georgia?
Well, you should know because you're bound by them if they are.
And when I contacted them, they had no protective order or restraining orders or anything on file. So I checked it. When I got back up here, I checked again.
And you have an attorney in this case?
I do for Atlanta, and I had a different lawyer for the things that happened up here, the risk warrant.
I would just expect, because you are represented, it's a serious case, you have more knowledge, and you seem to not remember or not know anything about what's going on with your case.
It's been 9 months, and I still have a court date.
But that's my point, it's been 9 months, and you here testifying that you really don't know what happened, you're denying everything. That's my observation. And I would expect you would know more. You'd have more facts about what happened that night.
You haven't had a court date in Atlanta besides the initial?
No, ma'am.
There was a bond. There's a bond in the pack, the release. Next court date to be determined, stay 20 feet away from probably where the incident happened. No alcohol, phone contact only with redacted, I'm assuming it's the victim, for child care and third party exchange of children for visitation.
So there are conditions of release.
It would seem so. I can't imagine they changed it if there's been no other court dates. And of course I can't read any of this. Other questions? Sir, when was that Manchester case?
October 21.
And you said the judge just dismissed it?
Yes.
But you took classes?
Yes.
So you went through something. So family violence relief? Family violence?
They gave us the opportunity to do the classes or go to trial, and I just did the classes, and then when I went to court, I didn't even talk to a judge. I talked to the victim advocate, I think it was, and she just said, I gave her the paperwork to say I did the classes. She said, you're all set, and I walked out.
So you had more than one court date?
I had the original court date, and then when I went back to hand in the paperwork, okay, that I completed the class.
Does family violence education program sound familiar to you at all? No other questions? Attorney Ayers, do you have any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sir, is there anything you'd like to tell us?
No.
Okay, so I'm assuming there's still no questions since you didn't say anything. Would you like to make a closing statement, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Counsel, would you like to make a closing statement?
Please, thank you. Members of the board, this appellant is facing a felony aggravated assault charge in the state of Georgia. This charge, as we heard, results from an incident that occurred just this past October in 2022. The appellant claims that he's been in counseling for the past 4 years, but he's had 2 domestic violence incidents that we know of with 2 different partners in less than 2 years. We don't know what the appellant's child has been exposed to or what that child may continue to be exposed to when she's in the care of either of his or her parents. In regards to the alleged victim in this matter, she didn't want to press charges shortly after the time of the incident because she didn't want to get the appellant in trouble. And the appellant testified today that she's written a letter to the court basically recanting some or all of the allegations from the night of the incident. And that's really concerning to the issuing authority that these two are still in a romantic relationship and the alleged victim is concerned about the appellant getting into trouble with his career or criminally, but that the appellant requested an expedited hearing and is here today while his felony matter is still pending is also concerning to the IA. It seems to demonstrate that neither the alleged victim nor the appellant in this case plan on the appellant being held accountable for his actions, whether he did everything that the victim accused him of at the time or whether he did something else. Again, there have been 2 incidents. The appellant claims not to remember anything that's helpful for the board today, and yet he's found himself in criminal trouble twice in less than 2 years for similar allegations. For all of those reasons, and because in the IA's opinion, we haven't heard anything today that would refute the facts as alleged in George's report, or anything that puts a different spin on the allegations in those reports, nothing that comforts the issuing authority. And because this most recent incident occurred just 6 or 7 months ago, the issuing authority suggests that not enough time has passed for this appellant to make any real changes and to fix the issues that led to this incident or the prior incident or any other incidents that we may not know about. For all of those reasons, the issuing authority respectfully requests that the board not reissue this appellant's pistol permit at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. We do reserve the right to ask questions at any time, so the question just occurred to me during closing statements. Sir, you had testified that the alleged victim in the Atlanta case had issued a letter to the court recanting her statement. Did you ask her to come here with you today?
No.
Okay, why is that?
Honestly, I didn't really think of it. I'm sure if I would have asked her, she would have probably came, but I didn't ask her. I didn't know. I've never been involved in this part, so I wasn't really sure what to expect. If she needs to be contacted, I can give you her contact information.
No, I was just curious because we don't have anything before us indicating she's recanted her statement. So what we have is the record before us.
Okay.
Follow-up questions based on my question? Okay. Comments by the board?
It certainly would have been nice to have seen that letter or heard from your wife to determine her motives behind allegedly recanting what happened. My only comment.
Other comments?
I think it's difficult to consider the appeal with no substance or offering and asking a panel to reinstate a pistol permit with pending charges.
I don't know. Is there a way I can...
No, we're done with evidence at this point. Given the severity of the fact that it's domestic, it's not apparently even close to being finished, and she haven't had any follow-up court dates since October. And the fact that the alleged victim is not here to give her side of the story, I think there's no compelling facts to overturn the revocation at this time. No other comments? Okay, seeing none, Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Cinetti.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you.
Thank you.